T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen, you know, I wanted to talk to Steven Singer initially about this, the demand for submarine workers in the state. The demand's high and the supply is low, and it might lead to some outsourcing, which I'm not sure is good for jobs here or even those contracts. But then Steven followed up with a piece about the labor picture here in Connecticut. So we have a lot to talk about with Steven Singer of the Hartford Courant. Steven, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, as always. Let's start with the electric boat stuff. Give us a sense of, paint us the picture of what's going on.
Well, over the last several years, there's been a real ramp up in submarine construction. It's one customer, of course, it's the U.S. Navy. Military strategy since the winding down of wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, military strategy has been focused on undersea warfare to deal with Russia, to deal with China and the South Asian Sea. And so they've been building two Virginia-class submarines, which are a staple, but they're also beginning production of the next-generation Columbia-class submarine. Three submarines a year is a lot of work, and Electric Boat and its allies in Congress have been saying, we can do it. It'll be a challenge, but we can do it. And James, which is a publication, reported last week that an admiral said that they may consider outsourcing some work, just if for no other reason, just as backup to make sure that the work is done. There is tremendous effort being made in southeastern Connecticut with workforce pipeline initiatives to bring in all the workers that are needed, welders and pipe fitters and you name it. And so far, they're doing well, but there's a concern that as ramp up continues of the Columbia class submarine, that Electric Boat might be stretched a bit. A
couple quick questions here, just if I could interject. If I was a layperson and just, you know, and had everything else, all my other ducks in a row, could I apply and they'd train me to be a welder on these jobs?
Sure.
And what do they pay? What do they pay?
From what I'm hearing, you could start out at $20, $25 an hour and go up. With your real experience, you know, you can be making $40, $50 an hour. This is for men and women who have been in the trade for 15, 20 years. And the other thing I just want to mention is, like every other occupation, there's a lot of baby boomer retirement. So they've got to fill those jobs as well, right, as hiring new people.
The thing that popped out at me, though, is that if they have to outsource, does that mean jobs will leave Connecticut? And does that ever put these contracts in jeopardy?
No, the contracts would not be in jeopardy, and there wouldn't be any jobs leaving Connecticut. It just means that they might look at the private shipyards elsewhere where there might be a workforce that could be trained and pitch in with construction of parts. Don't forget that the parts are also assembled in Groton and also in Quonset Point,
right,
in Groton and in Virginia. A lot of those parts are made elsewhere. There's a very big supply chain already where you have a lot of family-owned machine shops that make parts for the submarines, and then they're assembled at Groton. So it's not like everything is made in Groton anyway. They've got hundreds of manufacturers in the supply chain that are making the parts. It's like a million parts that go into a submarine,
right,
and then they're assembled at Groton.
Well, and it just sounds like if you want to get into a trade and want to get your education in that trade for free, this is a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity in the state, and chambers of commerce and economic development boards are going, you know, they're shouting it from the rooftops that These are great jobs that pay really well, and there's training out there, and they're just, you know, if you're interested in it, you've got value, and a valuable skill.
We're talking with Stephen Singer from the Hartford Current here on Brian and Company and WTSU News Talk 1080, 725 on this Friday morning. Then the most recent piece on the labor picture, you know, looking at the job numbers in Connecticut for the month of April, give us one or two takeaways for people listening.
Well, you know, we've been gaining jobs steadily now since the worst of COVID, but it's slow, and Connecticut still lags a lot of other states. I think we've now regained 82% of jobs that are lost when other states have regained all of the jobs that have been lost. It's a very slow job creation, and the concern is that if the economy starts to slow down, that it'll mean that job creation will be even slower or might even stop. So it's kind of good news, but it's also some troubles in the future, looking down at the horizon about future job growth, because it's just so slow.
And you broke it down by sectors, you know, just maybe give people a sense of where was the most growth in the economy from a job perspective, and where did we hemorrhage?
Well, we didn't hemorrhage, but manufacturing did very well in April. And you're seeing hospitality, which is hotels and restaurants that did really badly in COVID, they're regaining a lot of the jobs. But manufacturing, I think, gained 1,000 jobs in April, and that's always a good sign, because those are well-paid jobs with good skills.
When was the last time you remember, like, the Connecticut job picture being gangbusters, though? I mean, it seems like it's been sleepy for a long time.
Yeah, I can't remember when it's been gangbusters. It has been sleepy. There've been all kinds of problems. I mean, there was a very slow, we emerged very slowly out of the Great Recession in 2009 and 2010. It's just a lot of problems with the economy, a slow growth economy in general. Manufacturing lost a lot of jobs in the 80s and early 90s, and it's been slowly regaining them. So it's been pretty choppy.
Yeah, that's what really, I mean, again, just the numbers in Stephen's piece, you know, the unemployment, I mean, his points are well taken. The number grew, unemployment went down, but unemployment's at 4.4%, which is above, higher than the national average. So, I mean, again, not all jobs have been recouped. But that's what troubled me about when you look at this and compare with the submarine stuff, because if we can fill the jobs that are needed here, they won't have to be outsourced. And those are, I know you said we wouldn't lose jobs, but we could be gaining more jobs in that sector if more people were gravitating toward those jobs.
Exactly. And that's the point that's been made. The other thing to remember with manufacturing is Connecticut also is a big center for manufacturing and commercial aircraft. And commercial airlines did really badly, of course, during COVID. Pratt & Whitney had to have some layoffs. In Connecticut and globally, not just Connecticut, and so we're regaining jobs there too. But that was a real setback. Military is doing very well. There are a lot of manufacturing jobs on the military side. The F-35 is made by Lockheed Martin, and the engines are made by Pratt & Whitney. But as you know, airlines grounded their fleets all across the world during COVID because of travel restrictions. Right. And Pratt & Whitney really paid a very high price for that. And so they're recovering, but that was a real big bump in the road for us.
I encourage everyone to go to current.com, especially that labor piece. You just have a lot of good data points and numbers that people won't find on their own. So people should take a look at it, because it's interesting to see the breakdown. I really thought you guys did a nice job of, I love those when you break it down by sector and industry. It's just, I don't know, maybe that's just the geek
that's
in me.
Why I do it. It's sort of just put the numbers out there to let people see without any commentary.
Right, right. Awesome. Stephen, have a great weekend.
Thanks. Take care. You too. Stay cool.
Stay cool. Stephen Singer from the Hartford Current. It's really interesting to see what sectors are losing and which ones are gaining jobs. And it's right off the front of the website as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.